Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure, each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Alaska, how y'all doing? Canada, United Kingdom, Nigeria and Cameroon, Africa, Pakistan, Peru, Australia, Singapore, Iraq. And I just want to thank y'all for supporting the sister and tuning in. You know, and tonight is going to be a very brief show, maybe about 30 minutes, because Katrina Thomas is doing her test show. She's going to interview me so we can do critiquing, because she want to be a possible co-host with me and my senior co-host, Felicia Fuel. So that's a good thing, because you want somebody to fill in when the other person got some other engagements to take care of. So that would be wonderful. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over and welcome my guest, Katrina Thomas. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, baby. Now the show is all yours.
Well, good evening, Ms. Terry. I am so blessed to be on your show. I want to thank you again for letting me be a guest. And I'm just so impressed by you. And I would like to say God is blessing you in many ways. And I want to ask, what is it about Terry in your books? I find them so powerful and inspiring. What gave you the knowledge to want to say, I want to write these books like Unbroken. What inspired you to do your books?
Well, really, what inspired me was back in 2008. I went to a funeral in South Carolina to bury my aunt. And usually in black funerals, you hear people grabbing this, I want this point, I want that, and they arguing, and that kind of straight fool. But my cousin's man, whose mother had passed away, they was concerned about the guests and the family trying to make us happy. And they were just so pleasing and so giving. And my younger cousins, man, they had jobs like FBI, CIA, on their own computer company. They had everything, and they was making bank. And I was so impressed. Now, you know, I ain't no slouch. I mean, I was making good money too, but I was saying, dang, can I do something else? So I thought about that, and then next morning, Steve Harvey came on the radio, and he said something about people are mad at him about his success. He said, but God gave everybody a talent, so you need to use the God-given talent. And if you don't know what that is, it's the thing that comes easy to you. That's God's given talent. Now, some of us might only have one, and some of us might have many. So I prayed and thought about it and said, Lord, what is my talent? You know, and I had this impression that he said, you have the ability to write it down. Now, I have other talents that I do. I'm very big in arts and crafts and interior designing. I do a lot of things. But as a young person, I was always writing stories, and people would come to me, and as I got to be a teenager, ask me, write a Dear John letter or write a I Love You letter, and stuff would just come easy. My mother would always say, well, write this for me. I got to do something in church, blah, 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 blah. And I did that, but, you know, I just took it for granted everybody had that ability. So anyway, when I started writing, all of a sudden stuff just spit out of me, and, man, I was flooded. Within 30 days, I had completed a book. And so, you know, this one particular day I went to the bank and I'm depositing a check. And a lady comes to the window. She says, Miss Lau, you qualify for a credit card, $2,500 credit card. And I'm saying to myself, what? Most of the time you got to go in there begging for a credit card. They're going to tell me that at the drive-thru window?
You sure do.
I say no, right? And then I said, oh, I'm going to take it just in case I run low on some money or whatever. I mess up. I have the money on the credit card. So I went home and got online and I said, what's the top 10 publishing companies? And at the time, Traffic Publishers out of Canada was the top one. So I called them up and decided to have them publish my book and everything. And I said, well, how much is it going to cost me for the package? The book deal was $2,499. And then I knew it was because that credit card paid for it all, because I wasn't spending my money like that for a book I don't think was going to make it. And that book was brownback
exactly.
That book took off. And that first book, I didn't know what to do, so I put in everything from sexual to religious to about people in jail. You know, I went the gamut, you know, because I wanted to put everything in there because I didn't know who was going to help. And then a lot of people in my church real quick said that, Sister Lyle, you writing that book, you know, being judgmental. And I said, yeah, I wrote that book. But you know, a lot of people like my realness, and some people even came to my church because of my realness. And so it lets you know, I don't care where you are in your life, whether you slide up and down a pole or whether you out in the corner slinging drugs or whether you abuse. The thing is, you know, people got to meet you on your level. I can't tell you about your life if I haven't lived and walked in your shoes. And so
amen.
I brought people to church because of my realness. And because, you know, I'm a strange bird, you know, I'm always kind of like out there. I'm over the top. But if I have multicolored yarn in my hair and butterflies, I'm just over the top. That's just who I am. And I'm just saying, you know.
Exactly. And I'm that is amazing. I'm so proud of you for that. You know, I like to ask you some other things. Do you feel like people tried to hold you back from getting this started? Like, did they discourage you from coming out and saying, look, I know I have this talent to write books and I have something to tell people? Did people discourage you?
Yes. But let me say real quick, if you're on speaker, I'm getting feedback. If you're on speaker, you need to get off the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, you know, I invite my family. Matter of fact, you know, I would call my family first. I would call my mother, and I'd call my sister, call my brothers, and I would say, what do you think about this? And I would read my stuff to them. And then my sister said she get tired of answering my phone calls because I'm getting tired. You ask me what this thing, you know. So to me, that felt like she was unsupportive because, you know, if I know you're trying to do something, if you're trying to get off into making clothes and you say, well, what do you think about this design? I'm going to give you my feedback because if you make it, you're going to remember me as a positive thing. But, yes, I've had my friends support me and I've had my sister discourage me. But, you know, we've always been like oil and water growing up, you know. She's always felt like right. I wasn't good enough, you know. But, you know, some quasis kept. The friends of hers that I've met, they love me because I was funny and I'm easygoing, whereas she has this thing where she has to be in control. You got to listen to her or she got to express the fact that, you know, I'm right. I told you this, you know, and everybody else got to be beneath her. And she don't even realize she got that problem, but she do. And that's why every time I kind of talk to her, there's always an argument because she got to give her opinion. Your opinion don't count.
Right.
And when you got to talk, she ready up the phone. But she's death about it like that.
Yeah, I have been through things like that as well. And, you know, that's the problem with us, you know, with us as women, just people in general, you know. We don't stand behind one another, and one person tries to come and try to be the authority and want to tell you what you can and can't do. But, you know, God says we can do whatever is possible that we put our foot forth to do. If we put our mind to it, then you just go for it. You don't let anybody hinder your blessing. And, you know, that's your blessings, your books. So let me ask you this. Is your books inspired from things that happened to you in life? Is that how you come up with your title?
Yes, yes, yes. Each one of my 10 books, the title will kind of like give you an idea of what's it going to be about, whether it's about confessions, whether it's about, wow, things make your mouth drop open. You know, like, say it ain't so. Like, you hear it come to you, and you say, girl, say it ain't so. All my book's title will tell you something about what's going to be in there. And the thing that I talk about, I don't have no specific genre. You know, I don't want to classify this is poetry, this is short story, this is novels. All of my stuff is real talk because I'm bold enough and comfortable with myself that I can say the ugly truth, whether it's about me or it's about you. I can put it out there, whether it's sexual. And one guy told me before, he said, I like you off this line. I said, why? He said, because I never met a female who is so open about her sexuality that she can talk about sex to the, you know, graphic details, whether it's about putting something in your mouth, you know, sucky, sucky, licky, licky, you know. But see, hey, it is what it is.
Right.
And they say guys are usually like that, and girls ain't that open. And that's why some females are discouraged about me because they think I want their man. Everything you see you don't want, and I don't want your man because, you know,
right.
Some bottom line, darling, I want somebody just for me. I don't want to share shit. Hello.
That's right. That's right. And there's too many out there who want to share instead of having their own. So with this being said, you know, when you write these books, what detail do you go through? Do you take, do you use your life or other people's life to write your books? And do you just really sit down and just take time and think through all different kind of situations that you've been through in life? How does it come about? Like, how do you come about and put it into words?
All those things. It's all those things you said. Sometime I'll be looking at somebody and something will come to my mind. And sometimes I say, well, I want to knock out a book, you know, and I don't have enough pages. And I'll just say, what am I going to talk about? And I might have looked at somebody, you know, and I write what I see. You know, that's how my stuff is, whatever it is, you know. And just because, you know, you said that, I'm going to read you one of my poems out of my second book. It's called Wow, you know, because I just talk about anything. Sometimes I talk about food. I talk about, you know, the birth of a child, you know, everything that
okay.
is in, you know, in life. So
everything.
Exactly. Looking for daylight. High again and being unreasonable. You're mad because you're broke and there's no one to loan you money. Craving a drug that makes you paranoid, talkative, and in some cases unable to talk at all because of dry mouth and a tongue that has been numbed. Your clothes are wrinkled, makeup smeared or overdone, teeth yellowed, and your breath stinks. And your fingernails are dirty. But this doesn't matter as long as you have the money or drugs, which you get high with. You are rushing to the drug man to get a fix. Once you have bargained for the fattest bag of crack, conceal see if any police are near, then you scurry off to a place where you can get high. In your mind, you make a mental checklist of all the supplies which will be needed as you visualize what is handy. Yes, I have my smoking pipe, copper choy, lighters, cigarettes, alcohol, mirror, razor blades, baking soda, and spoons. Excited to know the fun is about to begin, you can't wait to get high as you feel the tingling of anticipation of your first hit. You put the mirror down first so you can catch the drugs from spilling onto the floor. You open the valuable containers holding the drugs while you look around to make sure all doors are locked and no one can see who isn't invited to the feast of madness. A hush comes over the room as the smoke billows in the air from your first intake and release of the crack cocaine, exhaled from the overflow of the lungs. Your head begins to spin as sweat flows from your brow. Your heart races and you think, wow, that was a good hit. Then you cough because the excess of smoke in your lungs didn't go down the right pipe. Initially, you think of the calmness your body now feels, only to later have it replaced with paranoia at every sound that you begin to hear. As sirens blare in the distance, you rush to peek out the windows, hoping it's not the SWAT team waiting outside to kick the doors in and bust you on a drug charge. Now that your drugs are finally gone and your pockets are empty, you begin to feel aimlessly and look around on the floor. You hope to find even a smallest piece of crack to smoke, picking up lint and trash as you spit it out. Realizing your last hit is over, you feel stupid and disgusted over how you've wasted your money. Over and over again, you seek out anything resembling a piece of drug. Flustered, your pockets are empty, and you're left with a nasty taste in your mouth. In this sobering moment, you realize this madness and constant nightmare can continue. Thinking about how you would have to dodge the police while chasing down the drugs, you become ashamed of resorting to lying, stealing, or begging and acting like a fiend for drugs. In your brief moment of lucidity, you shake your head and wonder, when will I see daylight? And that's how my second book called Wow. You see, cause my
wow,
never
that is so wow. Powerful. That is, that, my sister Terry, that is so powerful. That
thank
is
you,
awesome. I love that. That is so awesome. When I say I read your book, Unbroken, and I shared it on Facebook as well. And I want to know, do you have women, men, anybody who just says, your book is so inspiring to me? Because that's
yes.
How I feel about it. Do you get people who come to you and say that?
Yes, yes. And I am so proud of that. Some people have visual chats with me on Facebook, like this one lady from New Mexico, old lady, white lady with white hair, and she said The book made her feel a healing beginning. And the guys were saying to me they love the book, and this is a book that anybody who's going through something should pass on to somebody. But I don't want them to pass it on. I want them to buy their own book so I can get paid.
That's
okay?
Right. That's right.
But I'm working
that's
hard
the goal.
Making a movie.
That's the goal. That's the goal. We want to get you want to get paid. That's right. You want them to love it, and you want to get paid.
Yeah, but you
that is the goal.
But please tag me in that so I can paste it on my page as well. I love it when somebody's giving me some feedback for myself. Just hold up your Kindle or whatever you got it on, take a selfie, and send it to me, darling. I would love to post that on my page because I got almost 4,500 fans and friends, and I would like all of them to see that, you know,
that's
there
right.
Are people out there supporting the sister, you know, and it's going to make it happen. Because when they see Broken on the big screen, remember, y'all could have got an autographed copy now while I'm a nobody.
That's
when
right.
I blow up,
that's
my
right.
Phone number's changing. Y'all won't be texting me, say, hey, I
that's
love
right.
you.
Exactly.
All the other
exactly.
kind of crap y'all be doing. And it happened.
That's exactly. That's exactly. So some of your future books, with some of your ideas that you're playing with now that you want to look forward to with another book that you're going to put out in the future?
Well, what I want to do, the next book is I really want to do a Broken 2, you know, because you can't give your whole life in a book, so I just highlighted some things, but I want to go into depth about some other things. And another book I got in the fire is called Big Girls Don't Count Us Out, because it's sad that
that's
a
right.
lot of people want to see the models on the TV and everything as being a size 0 or 3. But, you know, reality,
yes.
plus size sisters are what's got it going on. They thick, you know, and women, you know, back in the day, you know, a woman that was plus size was considered to be royalty because she had the amount of money to feed herself. And now these guys are getting confused and they want these skinny minis. Okay, that's what you do, fine. But don't put down a plus-size chick in the meantime because you know something, we got shade in the summer and heat in the winter. And you know something,
okay,
if you're a guy who's got something down there, we won't break when you're putting it up in there. Hello? Because we can take it.
Hello?
That's like time, man. All right?
That's right. That's right. Say it again. I have to say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because I'm one of them big girls. I say I'm thick and I'm nice.
You say thick and nice. I call myself thick and juicy, baby. Because one guy told me before, he said, baby girl, I don't even want to stick it. I just want to lick it because I'm a clean girl. You know, so I hate to see a plus size girl looking all rank and nasty, looking like a stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop dressing like a little trollop. Stop wearing
that's
clothes
right.
that don't fit
because
body.
You know, right? Because
right.
you can be sexy. You can be sexy in bed and look very elegant.
That's
very
right.
Elegant.
Look at my pictures on Sunday
just
when
like
I go to church, girl. Okay, but then
okay.
you can look trifling and nasty because some people don't
you
wear
can.
Clothes that fit their body. Because like when
they
those
fit their body shape.
Yeah, the stretch pants came out in the tops. You know, that's look good on those small women. I give them that. But when you see this other
mm-hmm.
lady that's big and plus size and got all that damn cottage cheese on their damn legs and on the
that's
and
right.
bumps all on their butt and these short little bras
that's
under
right.
their breasts, they know that's nasty. That's ghetto.
They know.
Cut it out.
Exactly.
Cut it out.
Cut it out. Because you can cover up. You can cover up and make yourself look
that's
just
right.
sexy.
That's
you can
right.
wear
you
what fits
nice.
Your body shape. That's
mm-hmm.
it. I'm proud
and
to be a
your
good
hair.
Girl.
Stop
putting
on rollers in your damn hair. Slippers on your feet.
Exactly.
Come on. As you go on Walmart, you see all this crazy stuff. I'm just saying, my God.
That's true. That's true. You see so much crazy stuff today. It's so true. And that's why I like how real you are and you just tell it how it is. You have
thank
no
you.
Shame in saying what you have to say. And I find that to be so inspiring to just say, hey, she speaks the truth, and, you know, there's no beating around the bush with you.
That's right. That's right. You know, and Katrina, you know, I had an epiphany when my tractor trailer flipped over 4 times down that ravine when I hit a patch of black ice and a blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had an epiphany that it's not about the things that we collect from finances, because God has always blessed me for a great job. You know, I've had a lot of things, from jewelry to nice furniture. I had all of that. But, you know, when I was there and they had to cut me out that truck, you know, I realized
mm-hmm.
that don't mean a thing. I'm trying to save my life. I'm trying to live, you know, and none of that stuff helped me. It was the fire department. It was the paramedic. It was the doctors. It was
that's
the nurses,
right.
you know. And so it's about the relationships that I build. So now, you know, I want to solidify my relationship first with Christ because I got a little lazy with it, even though I'm a preacher's kid.
Right.
And I want to make sure that with people, they see my honesty, they hear my truth, because that's all I got
that's
to free
right.
is my integrity. If I lose everything today or tomorrow, I still got integrity, and that's more important to
that's
me.
Right.
Now, a lot of these people out here are always talking about, I want a real woman. You know, as soon as you come out your mouth real, they say, you think you're too better than somebody. You think
you're
grown.
You think you're better than somebody.
I'm grown. I got a damn child, and my child got babies. What the hell? I am grown. But, you know, I'm not going to sit
that's
there and lower
right.
my standards so you can feel important. So I'm telling all your
that's
women
right.
out there, don't act stupid so that man can feel important. If he's stupid, he's stupid.
That's right.
And I don't want
that's
no
right. and if he
love
you,
me nowhere.
That's right. And if he love you, he's going to love you for who you are.
Praise
you're not going to have
to
change yourself. You're not going to have to change yourself to fit his needs. It's something
exactly.
that has to be equal. You understand? Something equal is not something separate where one does more than the other.
Exactly.
So that's it. And, you know, I agree so much what you say about Christians thinking because we're Christians, we can't talk about sex and we can't talk about this and that. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean we're dead. It doesn't mean that we can't step out the box and talk about different things. And I love that you say that. A lot of people need to hear that. That's just like how we talk about Christian music, like Kirk Franklin, you know, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have the modern day, like our moms back in the day type of church music. Then today, now you hear the young people doing rap church music, correct?
Right, that's right.
So
you got to get them shows however you get them.
That's right. So that's just like, you know, people say when you go to church, if you don't stand up and clap when the people are singing, it's disrespectful. You have to have that spirit to want to do that. I can't move you. God has to move you.
And then you got some people, they don't want you to get up and clap because they say you're being too out there. But you know something? If God woke you up and put breath in that body, got you in your right mind, you ought to want to praise him. And I don't never hear nobody praise somebody sitting with their butt all tight and their arms folded. That's not praise.
That's
you know, you got a damn attitude because I want to shout him down. I want everybody know how good he is to me because he took
that's
me from homelessness to put me in a $3,000 square foot home paid in full. Don't owe Jack, okay? So walk it up. Heated pool. You know, I don't need nobody because God did it, you know? So, you
that's
don't
right.
tell me about my praise because I'm going to give it up because man didn't give that to me. God did it by himself.
God did. That's right. That's right. God did it. And he's going to continue doing it, which is because you are just blessing everybody by being so real and outspoken about everything that's going on in your life and the blessings and just the books, everything. I just can't continue to tell you how amazed I am with you. And I'm going to continue following you and sharing all of your stuff. I just praise you, my sister. You are very inspiring. And
thank you.
Wish
you know,
your out, wish your out,
so,
your goal
reach back
for
and help
everything.
Somebody else. And that's what we got to do. Whatever knowledge you got, you got to share it because it dies with you. And reach back and pull somebody else along. We got to stop being selfish and thinking it's all about us because so many people are
that's
afraid.
Right.
They don't want you to make it because they ain't made it yet, and they're jealous. You know something? I want to be around people who made it so they can give me some knowledge to show me how I can make it.
That's
I'm not going
right.
to be mad because they got it and I don't have it. Stupid. Talk to the damn person that had money. Get it. Dummy.
That's right. That's what you do. You're supposed to teach one. Teach one, reach one. I mean,
hello.
Because we can't do it. We can't do it by ourselves. And if
that's
we're
right.
walking around envious and jealous of one another, how can we help one another? God said we're supposed to be about taking his word out. We're supposed to be sharing love, and God is love. But
amen.
If you're not loving one another and trying to uplift each other, then what are we really doing?
That's right.
Envy's just going to chop us down. So we can't do that. We can't be one if we can't be on the same page. Like you said, it's not about, you know, a lot of people, Facebook or whatever social networks it might be, are more concerned about how many followers they have. But how many of your followers are really true to you and your cause or whatever
that's
your
right.
belief is? That doesn't mean a lot of them are on there just to flirt. A lot of them on there, oh, because this woman or this man got it going on, maybe I can holler at them. It is a lot of that, too.
I have a lot of that, and it annoys me because when I'm online trying to do some work, a lot of people pop on and want to say, how you doing? I love you, and, you know, can we talk? And I be saying no because I got somebody, you know, and I'm not going to tell them who. One guy said, well, who was the person? What's their name? It's none of their business because, like I told one guy just yesterday, I said, sir, no disrespect, but I'm on here to work. I'm trying to showcase my product and get it out there. This is not a dating
that's right.
site. I don't want to treat it like a dating site. And, yes, we can be platonic friends here on Facebook, but I'm not getting to
right.
the personal stuff because when you give up that personal information, how old you are, where you live at, then you got identity fraud. Somebody stealing your identity because
that's
they work
right.
with you, but they don't want to work at it.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And that just goes back to what I always say to people. You know, even though we have our beliefs and our purpose that God gave us, a lot of people are going to try to take us out of character because they want you to, you know, they want to take it to a different level, and that's not what it's about. So they want to try to guide you to the left and make you do something else, and that's not what it's about. You understand? So that's what I wanted to, you know, really hear from you is that, you know, you're not one of those people who's on there and you're looking for someone to date you. No, that's not what it's about. It's about your books. It's about your other business endeavors that you're doing.
Yeah.
And making your money, making your dollars.
That's
you
right,
know?
Because
it's
no
about
one,
making your dollars.
And here's a check. Here's some PayPal. I'm going to give you some money because I want to rap and I want to holler at you. You want to holler at me and waste my time, and my time is money. But ain't nobody trying to send me no PayPal request. Ain't nobody trying to send me no money. Ain't nobody going to say, hey, I got
that's
something
right.
for you. No, they want to find out all about me. Ain't saying nothing about you.
That's
no,
right.
no, no, no. If you want to be a
right.
real man, if you want to really step up, when you reach others, Terry Loud, look, my email address is sweetfire01@yahoo.com. Show
exactly.
me the man that you say that you are, all y'all truck drivers, all y'all business people, all y'all people who say y'all doing this and that, and I don't know if that's true or not, but if you want to step to me like a man, okay, bring me something to show me that, hey, look, baby girl, I want to give this to you just because, you know, I think you're attractive.
Exactly.
I like your smile. Show me some good faith offering.
Right.
You ain't got to do that. Then stop wasting my damn time.
Yeah, don't just come with no game. You know, a lot of people
yeah.
just come with game. They just come with game. They think they can talk a good game, and you're not going to see through it. Okay, if you've been in this world 48-plus years like me, you know, you can read game. You can read game
yeah,
before it even reached to you. Before it even reached to you, you can say, okay, I can see through your character already and see you just full of shit.
Yeah, and Katrina, I want those kind of men that were trained up like I was, respectful. They made that woman their queen. They say in opening closed doors for the lady. You know, they're not dogging her out verbally by saying them ugly words to her. They're not, when they get mad, first thing can pop out their mouth, just don't say nothing to me and F you this and F you that, you know, instead of being a real man. You know, when people disagree, you ought to be an adult enough where you can just say, well, look, let me walk away, let's cool down, then I'll come back and talk to her. Because if you say
that's
you
right.
love me or you're in love with me, then that love should kick in when we don't agree. Instead of you being immature
even
and childish, want to throw tantrums,
right.
I want to block you, and you know, all this other kind of stupid stuff. Because I got a person that was a friend of mine. I said something
mm-hmm.
he liked, you know. Okay,
right.
Then you're going to send some text. Don't call me. I want you to text. I wasn't trying to send you none. Hello? Poof, be gone. Act like the magic dragon and get ghosts.
Wow. Wow. You see, now that's crazy. When somebody want to tell you you're doing something wrong, and then they want to turn around because they don't like it, and they want to block you and all this, that's childish. Still got some growing up to do.
A lot of childish.
You still got growing up to do.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
And they know who they are. For all y'all who's listening in, you know who you are.
You
know, stuck on stupid.
I say, you know what I say? My haters make me greater. My haters make me greater. I love them more than they love me. I love
exactly,
them more than
exactly,
I, you
baby.
Know, because yeah. you're gonna make me somebody, and I'm going to look back and say and tell you thank you.
Right. When I make it, you can say, I know her, but ain't nobody going to believe it because you won't have no access to me because I don't need that negativity in my space.
In your
you know,
life.
I don't need
that's
it at all.
Right. No, you don't need the negativity in your life at all. And that's the awesome thing. You know, and everything that you're putting out is just something that a lot of women want to say, a lot of men want to say, but they're too scared to say it.
Mm-hmm.
They're too scared to even
right.
say it. You have too many people who hold back what they want to say. Say what you want to say. Because when you say what you want to say, then you won't have so much anger inside of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely
that's
right,
darling. And I just think, you know, I think you're a door open. Your door is going to open up a lot of women's eyes to say, you know what? I can be just like her, like Terry. I can be
you
like
sure
her, outspoken and speak my mind.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And not sit back and just take whatever and just be this person who take all this stuff. No, come out of that bondage like Terry and speak your mind. Be outspoken, and guess where you'll go? You're going to go higher than you think you're going to go in life. That's how you make me feel when I talk to you or even when I look at you, I read your books. Oh, it's just awesome. I love it. You're so welcome. So, and your whole goal now is because you also have other things going outside of your book.
Right. I have my own
you have
cologne. A line that I created my own scent, and it's called the Unmasked Collection. And I have a male fragrance as well as about 10 or 11 female, you know, colognes. And all of those are light and airy. They're not strong and pungent. You know, in the summertime, you know, when you're hot and sweaty, you want something light.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these
that's
things
right.
smell so good. And the guys' fragrance called, you know, Hot Stuff. Man, all the guys, man, are loving it, man, you know. And I love seeing my name on that bottle by author Terry Lyle. Didn't nobody give me this fragrance. I created this myself because I'm trying to make sure that every book has a coordinating cologne to match the title. My radio
show. Oh, that is awesome.
Not, you know, Unmasked one for that, you know, and for my men's collection. So that's how I'm doing it because, baby, I'm doing everything I can to help become rich because that's my dream. Y'all might dream small, but I dream big because anybody
that's
who
right.
can break the whole universe, he can make me rich because this is nothing what
that's
I'm asking
right.
for in the scheme of things. And my father created the universe. So, Abba Daddy, this is what your baby girl want, and I'm standing and I'm believing.
That's right. Amen. So are you, so when you say you're doing your cologne, so is your price range going to be reasonable for people
oh,
to
yeah.
buy
so
it?
Oh, yeah. So I'm cost right now because for a 3.5 ounce of cologne, that's $40. For the travel size, that's $20. For the lotions, 8 ounces, that's $20. And when you take the lotion and turn it upside down and shake it hard, it don't come out. It's thick and makes your skin feel smooth and supple. It ain't that watery crap that have your feet looking all chafed and,
mm-hmm.
And you know, all ugly and dry and ashy. You know, that's some stuff that's thick to you. People love my
right.
stuff, you know. So, but, you know, baby girl, it's been fun. We're going to have to wrap it up and play this song and take us home. But, you know, I just want to say thank you. You did a fantastic job on this test. Everybody give us some love. Reach out to her on Facebook, Katrina Thomas, and say, you did good. You did good, darling. Give us some support.
Thank you.
And we're going to take it home with a song by Sylvester because, baby girl, you are my friend.
Aw, oh, thank you. God bless you.
Love you, darling.
Just like this. Your ear has to be in your foot.
to not hear these women can sing. They don't need these dresses. They don't need them jewelries. They don't need that hair. These women can sing, y'all. Now, folks say seeing is believing, right? I done told you everything I could tell you. Now it's their turn to tell you. How about you been around?
But oh, when I needed someone, you were here.